1930s and 40s, powerful jazz influences infected the string bands of Texas and the Southwest. Saxes and brass, hot jazz fiddle, swinging dance rhythms, Dixieland and blues, fused with rural string band sounds, creating Western swing.
Won't you come along with me?
Come along with me.
To the Mississippi.
To the Mississippi.
We'll take a boat to the land of dreams. Steaming down the river down to New Orleans. The band's gonna meet.
The gold standard of Western swing was Bob Wills and his Texas Playboys, with their hot brass and reed sections, two or three country and jazz fiddles, amplified steel guitar, and full-on rhythm section. Presiding over it all like a crazed sideshow barker was leader Bob Wills. He introduced the soloists, kept a running line of jive, and interjected his trademark,
"Oh-ho!
Down in New Orleans.
Yes, yes.
Land of dreams. You'll never know how nice it seems or just how much it really means.
You really know.
Glad to be.
Glad to be.
Yes, sirree.
Oh, Joe.
A welcome free. Dear to me. Where I can lose.
What are you about to lose, boy?
My bass and street blues.
Come in, Louie Turney, with that old saxophone. Yes, friends, Louie has laid his fiddle down and picked up a beautiful golden saxophone. Now let's play it, Louie.
In this hour, an introduction to the regional music known as Western Swing, a unique hybrid blend of jazz, blues, and country idioms.
Come in, Noah. That is an old bar. It is steel guitar.
Though Western Swing's usually overlooked as an integral part of jazz, this hot American roots music shares elements and origins deeply linked to early jazz. Hi, I'm Dave Radlauer, welcoming you to Cowboy Jazz and Hillbilly Boogie on Jazz Rhythm, Jumping Swing, Classic Blues, and Hot Jazz, Old and New.
Old Basin Street,
yes,
is the street where all the dark and the light folks meet.
Yes.
New Orleans, land of dreams.
Uh-huh.
You'll never know how nice it seems or just how much it really means.
Oh,
I'm so
more.
Glad to be.
Well, hooray, yay.
Yes,
uh-huh.
Well, welcome, free. Dear to me.
All right.
Where I can lose.
What are you about to lose, boy?
My bass and street blues.
Bob Wills and his Texas Playboys from the mid-1940s. The fine vocalist Tommy Duncan, who was singer for Bob Wills for over a decade and a half. The Basin Street Blues, with its lyric about being the place where the dark and the light folks meet, is an appropriate introduction because, as you'll learn, Western swing reveals an intriguing secret history of cross-cultural communication between black and white, particularly in the segregated southern United States of the 1930s and 40s. In this first of three programs, we'll be hearing hot music by the legendary Milton Brown and his musical Brownies, the colorful Smokey Wood, some recent musicians who play this hot string band style, and plenty of Bob Wills and his Texas Playboys. It may sound country, but if you listen close, it's pure jazz, blues, and swing. Bob Wills was a Texas fiddler and sometimes vocalist who in the mid-1930s built a large and hugely successful band that fused many diverse elements into a fresh and distinct regional style. He drew from Texas fiddle and hot jazz violin, innovative electric and steel guitar sounds, blended with hot horn sections of reeds and brass, and a first-class driving rhythm section. Thank you. style and repertory of Will's Texas Playboys ranged all over the map, from hot jazz and swing to Texas fiddle tunes and breakdowns, schottisches and polkas, ballads and pop tunes, blues, and even Tex-Mex and mariachi influences heard in his monster hit San Antonio Rose. At the core of this blend was hot swing music, crackerjack jazz soloists on horns, reeds, fiddles, steel guitar and piano, excellent ensemble spirit, and an incomparable rhythmic drive, as heard in this William Tell. Hot music with a driving swing, Bob Wills and his Texas Playboys. That unissued 1938 William Tell, with apologies to the composer Rossini, sounding more like, say, Casaloma than a Texas string band. Throughout this Western swing music, the jazz and blues influences are unmistakable, and Bob Wills has a unique style. It's quite distinctive. His personal trademarks were the uninhibited holler, the aha, the way he'd introduce his soloists, and keep a running line of jive going with the lead singer, who during most of the 30s and 40s was the highly capable, warm and winning Tommy Duncan. Perfect examples of all these elements coming together, sounding fresh and distinct, are Swing Blues Number 1, and That's What I Like About the South. Bob Wills and his Texas Playboys, featured as part of Cowboy Jazz and Hillbilly Boogie on Jazz Rhythm.
Go back to Alabama.
Alabama.
Let's go see my dear old mammy.
Yes.
Frying eggs and cooking pammy. Say, that's what I like about the South.
Take it out, Leon.
Say, you won't make no mistake. And your nerves are never shaky. You should taste her layer cakey. Say, that's what I like about the South.
Awesome. Look out there, Al.
That's what I like about the South.
Uh-huh.
Cornbread and turnip green.
Did you say turnip green?
Ham hocks and butterbeans.
No, no.
Mardi Gras down in New Orleans. Say, that's what I like about the South.
Swing out, Elder.
The cane grows tall, down where they say you walk.
Walk on in
with that southern drawl,
yeah. Cause
that's what I like about the South.
Uh-huh.
There's a place down there called Doo-Wah-Diddy. It ain't no town, it ain't no city.
Tell me, boy.
Me, oh my, it sure is pretty. That's Doo-Wah-Diddy. Like you don't want me no more. Why don't you shake your head and sigh? I'll go trucking right on by. I ain't here to sympathize, and I'm not here to criticize. Don't tell me them no good lies.
For
the lying gal I do despise.
What I like about the South.
Lord, my baby got something.
Yeah.
She calls her stingaree.
I hear you now, I hear you.
Lord, my baby got something. She calls her stingaree.
What about it, boy? What is it?
Man, it nearly runs me crazy when she turns it loose on me.
Of country blues, Texas string band, and Dixieland that was Bob Wills and his Texas Playboys. That's one of their best all-time recordings, Swing Blues No. 1 from 1936. More later from Bob Wills and the other top bands of Western swing, sometimes also called hot string band music. In this hour, I'm delving into an all but ignored aspect of jazz. I think it embodies real originality, a lot of innovation, which partly came from the fact that these were unschooled musicians who had a fresh approach to their instruments and the music. And again, a unique hybridization of jazz and blues with folk and other indigenous music styles of primarily Texas and Oklahoma.
Everybody's singing and trucking. Everybody's swinging and
trucking.
This is Jazz Rhythm, Jumping Swing, Classic Blues, and Hot Jazz, Old and New. I'm Dave Radlauer, and I'll make no bones at all about having quite a love for this music, even though I'll admit it's not for everyone.
Thank you.
Pipeliner's Blues from the 1940 session of the Modern Mountaineers, a band that was often led by Smokey Wood. Smokey was a whole story unto himself, a ne'er-do-well. He loved good times, he loved marijuana, grew his own, even lit up on stage, and loved chickens, which he raised for cockfighting. As a pianist, Smokey was influenced by Count Basie, as a vocalist by Fats Waller. One of the tunes Wood recorded with the Modern Mountaineers has everything that I think is great about Western swing: hot steel guitar licks, loose uninhibited horn breaks, jazzy fiddle and swinging piano, jaunty delivery of a suggestive lyric, and an infectious dance beat. Smokey Wood also enjoyed pushing the limits of censorship in this 1937 Everyone's Truckin'. Truckin' sounds an awfully lot like another word that's still taboo on the radio today.
Everybody's swinging and
truckin',
everybody's doing it now.
Oh, now you can hear 'em singing and truckin',
you can see 'em swinging and
truckin',
everybody's doing it now.
Down in Harlem on the street, you can hear them dancing feet. See them darkies everywhere they go. You can hear 'em singing hidey hidey ho.
Everybody's singing and
truckin',
everybody's swinging and truckin'.
Everybody's Truckin', Smokey Wood in 1937. And by the way, I hope you weren't offended by the term darkies there, but I really don't think it's racist given the context that these were Depression-era Texas musicians, Texas where the N-word was common currency. Now, despite the deep racism and segregation of the South in 30s America, these white musicians living in a segregated society were nonetheless very interested in black music. They sought it out in getting what they could of so-called race music by listening to black artists on record or radio, in street performances, or in clandestine visits to black juke joints. And even Bob Wills, for instance, heard the music of black cotton workers on his father's large cotton farms. These musicians' reverence for black music is all the more remarkable given that they themselves were discriminated against as white trash. I mean, many of these guys were themselves barred from playing legitimate jobs or union membership Because they were unschooled musicians and playing in an idiom unfamiliar to the musical establishment. The Crystal Springs Ramblers was a short-lived band named for a popular Tulsa dance pavilion, the Crystal Springs Ballroom, where Bob Wills and others played for large dances. The Ramblers' very jazzy sound is due in part to their alto saxist, Earl Driver, who's clearly been influenced by prominent alto men like Benny Carter, Johnny Hodges, and Frankie Trumbauer, while, like so many of these musicians, forging a fresh style of his own on Fort Worth Stomp.
They've got a stomp, but is it wrong? It will make you shake like Mo and Paul. Now, if you can dance about, just come on down and we'll fix you out. They start you off at a romp and you're bound to swing at the Fort Worth Stomp. Now, up in town, on the street, oh, the policeman swings on his beat and the school kids that make stuff rhymes, put the people to swinging all out in time. Don't get me wrong, we're not hot. This is all that we've got, so if you get what I say, the Fort Worth Stomp is what we play.
Thank you.
the 1939 Bug Scuffle by the Swift Jewel Cowboys. And yes, both they and the Crystal Springs Ramblers before them did loosely quote from Edvard Grieg's Hall of the Mountain King. By the way, the Swift Jewel Cowboys were named for the sponsors of their local radio broadcasts, the Swift Jewel Salad Oil Company. That's very typical. Live local radio in Texas and Oklahoma was a major factor in the popularity and spread of this hybrid form of music that could be called cowboy jazz, hillbilly boogie, Okie swing, whatever you like. It was really fresh and unique and very popular throughout the Southwest. This is the award-winning jazz rhythm, jumping swing, classic blues, and hot jazz, old and new. I'm Dave Radlauer. Thanks for joining me in this detour to this little-noted aspect of jazz music. During the next two programs, we'll be exploring further the many fascinating dimensions of Western swing. For instance, its deep affinity for the blues, how it reflected social and cultural trends and changes in America, such as the migration west to California by a large number of the population of Texas and Oklahoma, and some of the ways this music helped to shape rockabilly and early rock and roll. Still ahead this hour, more from Bob Wills and the jazzy, risque sounds of Milton Brown and his musical Brownies.
If you get what I say, the foot with stomp is what we play.
By the way, your comments, questions, or requests for program playlists are always welcome. You can contact me or explore the World Wide Web of jazz sites online through the Jazz Rhythm website, www.jazzhot.bigstep.com. That's one word, jazzhot.bigstep, also one word, .com.
I'm an old cowhand from the Rio Grande, but my legs ain't bald and my cheeks ain't tan. I'm a cowboy who never saw a cow, never roped a steer, 'cause I don't know how, and I sure ain't fixing to start it now. Trail in the Lone Star State, because I ride the range in my Ford V8.
Yippee-i-oh-ki-yay, yippee-i-oh-ki-yay.
This is a delightful band, the Austin, Texas-based Hot Club of Cowtown, a very talented trio who play Western Swing today. We also heard Dan Hicks and his Hot Licks from 1972, vocalist Marianne Price with Johnny Mercer's popular hit of 1936, I'm an Old Cow Hand, recorded by no less than Jack Teagarden, Bunny Berrigan, Charlie Barnett, and Bing Crosby, among others. I'm Dave Radlauer, sharing with you on this first of three programs some of my favorite music, Western Swing, Cowboy Jazz, Hillbilly Boogie, call it what you like. Promotional support is provided by the Mississippi Rag, a monthly publication offering traditional jazz and ragtime interviews, history, photos, reviews, and current events. Details at www.mississippirag.com. And by the way, the Mississippi Rag published an excellent article on Bob Wills not that long ago.